Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Sar Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Shviyos, Mishnayos Tes and Yud in Perek Gimel. Avni Kosei Bos Mikom Akom. When you're talking about sized stones, the shoulder stones, they can be cleared up and brought in from anywhere. So what does that mean? They can be taken from anywhere from during Shemitah as well. Now, Be'iluin Avnei Kaseib, what are the examples of these shoulder stones? Kol Sheini Yecholali Nata Be'achas Yad Divir Emer. If a stone can't be carried with one hand, it's an Evan Kaseib. It has to be carried with both hands. And so therefore, a person can't carry more than one at a time. Those stones, you, when you clear them away, we know that you're doing something bigger than just clearing a field for planting. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Avni Kaseif Kishman. Hey, Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking about? The word Avni Kaseif means it comes from the shoulder. Kol Shein Nitolosh, Daim Sholosh, Ala Kaseif. If you can take two or three at a time on your shoulder, even those are allowed to be carried. Now we follow Rabbi Yossi in this situation for that definition. What if it's clear that you're building a wall between your property and the public domain, and it's during Shemitah? So Motel Hamek Garatzela, you can go ahead and dig all the way down to the bedrock. We don't have to worry that you're going to plant over there, because people don't plant that close to Rishas HaRabim. But between yourself and your friend, so that we are concerned, and therefore it would be usher. So my Yasib offer, so since you are allowed to dig over here to build a fence, what do you do with the dirt from that you got out of the digging? Right? So it's over Bishusarab Misakno Dibir Rabishua. Rabishua says what you can do is you can put it out and pile it in the Rishusarabim and use it to repair the Rishusarabim. Rabbi Akiba Omer Kedarshe Makalkalim Bishusarabim Kachlo Yisakno, you're not allowed to go ahead and mess up the Rishusarabim. So too, you can't go ahead and just smooth it out. So my Yasib offer, so according to Rabbi Akiba, what do you do with the dirt that's over there? It's over B'soch Sadeu K'der HaMizablin. So the Mishnah says, what you should do is pile it in the field in the way that we normally store Zevel, the way we've been describing with the three heaps that are certainly a minimum amount of size. And the same thing is true if you're digging a pit, a ditch, or a vault. So those things also, you dig them where you won't get into any sort of difficulty. With this, we close out the third parak, and Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow morning, we'll begin the fourth parak of Masechta Shviyos, and everybody have a fantastic day.